Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. If you're new here, then hello, my name is Nikki, and on this channel I cover mainly old mysteries and historical true crime from mainly London, and occasionally from around the world. In this series, which I make every year, I go back over the strangest news the world has had to offer over the past 365 days, taking it month by month and picking the cream of the crop of the weirdest stories I can find, or, in all honesty, the ones I personally like the most. Then throughout the whole of December, I release 3 episodes a week, one for each month, culminating in an episode where I'll make my predictions of news to come in 2024. And if my review of 2022 was anything to go by, you can call me Nostradamus, because, man, I was good. So if this is your first time, then this isn't your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go, as quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. Now, that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do. But there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into January. In the foothills of Salt Lake City in Utah, officials for the area's public lands were puzzled when a series of mysterious antennae started to appear across the landscape. The unexplained equipment began appearing across the mountains in January of 2023, and when inspected, officials were none the wiser as to what it may have been for. Consisting of a tall antenna, a locked battery box, and a solar panel to make sure the unit maintained power, these were sophisticated pieces of equipment, and yet no one came forward to enlighten anyone about what they might be for. As the amount of the strange units began multiplying across the area, one was found at the summit of Mount Wire, a mountain which is over 7,000 feet high and will require around a 4-mile hike to reach the summit of. The antennae began popping up sporadically in 2022, but the manager for the city trails didn't think they were a problem, and so they just left them be. When more started to arrive, they thought something must be going on. But, well, according to the team, they didn't have the bandwidth to deal with them. So it's a good job they don't seem to be anything serious or sinister in nature. Well, at least they don't believe so. When antennas began popping up on privately owned land, such as the University of Utah and an area which belonged to the Forest Service, they respectively began investigating. However, the units themselves didn't reveal any secrets, and in order to not damage the property, they didn't break them open. Various city units began investigating, but as yet there's been no clues uncovered as to who they may belong to. Salt Lake City Public Lands put out a post on their Facebook page to ask for help in finding out who the antennae belong to, but as yet, no one has come forward. The unidentified units are slowly being removed, but the authorities have said it's not a high priority for them, and if they're nearby and able, they will take them down. So, why would someone go to all this effort to erect a bunch of antennae on public land? Well, firstly, whatever they are being used for, they're not being contested by anyone. If the owner of the equipment is happy to lose one or two, this is simply a game of numbers. Infect the landscape with the items and they'll simply become too abundant to be removed by the understaffed Parks Department. The workers admitted that they have no intention of removing any of the antennae that are too far off the beaten track, and as they've established they don't believe they are being used for nefarious reasons or causing harm to anyone, they will simply leave them alone. There are a few theories, though, that may explain what they're being used for. The first and most plausible one is that this is a cryptocurrency mining ring. One particular cryptocurrency, Helium, uses a network of antennae to mine the coin, and the wider the spread of the units, the higher the profit. Now, at the time of writing this in November 2023, the price of Helium has dropped from its peak of $55 in January 2022 to just $2 per unit, so the cost of the antenna is probably not worth it nowadays. Of course, some people think this may be an effort to communicate with aliens. Salt Lake City is a hotbed of alien activity, and people for many years have been fascinated by the area's portal-like abilities to attract life from outside our own solar system. However, no one has confirmed this, and if this was a mass UFO spy project, why would the owners of the equipment be so secretive? Surely in the quest to spot unidentified aerial phenomena, the more eyes on the skies, the better. From the present day, I've found no updates on the mystery, and so it seems the units are still out there, keeping their secrets. A bizarre find was discovered in 2019 when archaeologists excavating a tomb at Kabat El Hawa discovered something they weren't expecting at all. The area, which is a known cemetery on the western bank of the River Nile, revealed an interesting hoard of mummified bodies, but these weren't human remains. The corpses in question were a pile of crocodiles. One or two crocodiles wouldn't be that unusual, as it was common to have a few crocodiles buried alongside Egyptian dignitaries, but a huge cache like this was quite strange. The practice of burying all sorts of animals in tombs was fairly commonplace in Egyptian times, and animals were often sacrificed to please deities and also to provide food for the dead in the afterlife. And so archaeologists were expecting to uncover a few strange creatures, but the huge stash exceeded their expectations. In ancient Egyptian times, the practice of condemning animals was part of many rituals. In this instance, it could be this was a ritual performed for Sobek, an ancient god of fertility, and according to ancient Egyptian beliefs, creator of the Nile. As crocs live in the Nile, they became a symbol of the god and were used to appease them. However, things were different, as this pile of reptiles weren't preserved in the same manner as most other godly offerings. The 10 crocs uncovered were a combination of West African crocs and Nile crocodiles, and the mix delivered specimens ranging in length from 6 to 11 feet. These were big adult crocs and would have been difficult to capture and kill, so this was a big offering. The preservation differed from usual, as no resin had been used and their internal organs all remained intact. Usually to preserve a full body, these items would be removed to stop everything going, well, goopy. The remains differed from full bodies through to just heads, and some were better preserved than others. In an interview with the New York Times, B. de Couper, the lead author on the project, an archaeozoologist at the Royal Belgian Institute of Natural Sciences, said, "Most of the time I'm dealing with fragments with broken things. To hear you have 10 crocodiles in a tomb, that's special." So with B super excited about the study, the team set to work trying to uncover the story behind the resting reptiles. They believe the animals may have been buried in sandpits to undergo natural mummification instead. But why? No one knows. Now, interestingly, the animals all seem to have died non-violent deaths, which is good to know. It may simply be that these crocodiles were found naturally departed somewhere or other and then harvested. One belief is that there were certain dealers who would help source ingredients for particular offerings, so if you needed a certain animal in the likeness of the deity you were trying to appease, they could assist without you having to do the dirty work. The animal would be pre-prepped and ready to go, and you'd be cured of your ills or bestowed with the certain traits or wishes of the god you were trying to please. So why is the discovery from 2019 only just being talked about in 2023? Well, it's simply taken a few years to get to the bottom of the archaeological mystery, and it's still not over. Further studies are still being carried out on the crocodile corpses. Bee and her colleagues are still trying to get definitive proof for the date of the mummies via radiocarbon testing, and further tests, funding permitting, will be carried out in the future. The crocodiles have helped to spread new light on ancient Egyptian practices and rituals, and hopefully with further testing, the ancient deceased reptiles will continue to reveal the mysteries of the past. Before we head into our final tale from January, I think it's time we delved into a tale of procrastination from this year and to talk about something which has really helped me throughout 2023, and that's Magic Mind. I'm not kidding when I say I've got a soft spot for Magic Mind. It's a staple in my kitchen, and I'm about to spill the beans on why it's my not-so-secret weapon. This super drink is my partner in crime for creating almost every single episode on my channel for the past year now. The longer I'm sipping on Magic Mind, the clearer my focus becomes, banishing those procrastination spells that can sometimes haunt me for days. Sipping on these adorable green shots alongside my morning coffee has become an unskippable part of my daily routine. I find they give me calm clarity and an unwavering focus that just allows me to get on with my to-do list to make sure it gets done. A shot in the morning, about an hour before I start my script writing, allows me to just breeze through the tedious bits, retaining all the info I need. Honestly, I used to find I would read a sentence 10 times over and still not remember it, but with Magic Mind, I'm now a one and done reader. It really has made everything easy peasy, and it's a real time saver for me. These cute shots pack a punch with a delicious blend of nootropics, adaptogens, lion's mane and cordyceps mushrooms, green tea and a bonus dose of vitamins B, C and D, along with immune-boosting echinacea. Now, it's really versatile and you can mix it into your morning smoothie, or if you're like me, as we approach the hecticness of the holidays, I've just resorted to drinking it on the go. The dinky bottles make it perfect for your travels too. Now, I wouldn't recommend anything I don't love myself. Magic Mind has truly upped my concentration game and I really think it's revolutionised the way I work. So if you're struggling to hit that 100% every day, then join me on this focus journey. It's a total game changer. Now, here's the real magic. I've conjured up an exclusive deal just for you. Head to www.magicmind.com/macabre London and use my code Macabre London for up to a jaw-dropping 50% off a subscription or a sweet 20% off your first one-time purchase. But hurry, the 50% off code disappears in 10 days. That's www.magicmind.com/macabrelondon and use the code MACABRE LONDON. Make sure you're quick so you don't miss out. Thanks for supporting our sponsor, and back to the episode.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, now for our final story of today, we're going to do one of my favourite things, and that's delving into the world of weird TikToks. Now, in 2023, a user by the name of Gerald Johnson posted a video claiming he'd been to hell and back. Now, this is not in the metaphorical sense, this is in the very real sense. Here's a clip of Gerald explaining his experience.
Was it true that you saw hell?
Oh yes, absolutely. I saw the real hell. I was there. And I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. I don't care what a person has done to me, I would never wish that on them. But for me, the way it went is that I thought that I was having a heart attack, and my spirit left my physical body. And I thought that I was going upward because I thought I had done so much good in this lifetime and helped so many people and made so many decisions that were godly decisions. But as opposed to me going up, I went down. And I went literally into the center of the earth. And that's where hell is. Jesus even said that in the scriptures.
Now, interestingly, Gerald says he went to hell after feeling like he was having a heart attack. We don't get any follow-up on this and if he was actually having a heart attack or if he required any medical attention. Now, before I start applying logic to Gerald's TikTok, let's hear some of his experiences from his time in hell.
One of the things that I saw that just blew me away was there's a man on all fours like a dog. He was burned from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet and his eyes were bulging out. And what was worse than that is that he had a chain around his neck. So he was like a dog in hell. And what was even worse than that is that who was holding the chain? It was a demon holding the chain. And then there was another part that I experienced that just blew me away. It still baffles me to this day. There was a section in hell where music was playing. And it was the same music that we hear on the earth, but as opposed to entertainers singing it, the music demons were singing it. See, here, music is for, like, you get over a breakup. Don't worry, be happy. I busted windows out your car or under my umbrella or whatever. There, every lyric to every song is to torment you as to the fact that you didn't worship God through music when you were on the earth. I thank God for the light, who is Jesus, because of that light, I won't see any more days in hell.
So that all sounds pretty wild and a strange experience to have, regardless if this was a spiritual or just an intense panic attack or a medical episode which caused a sudden onset hallucination. So, of course, as millions of people saw the video, they had many questions about this brief trip to the underworld, and so Gerald delivered a follow-up video a few days later to answer just a few of those questions.
Okay, so yeah, I put a video up the other week about my experience in hell, and listen, people had all kinds of comments and all kinds of thoughts and wanted me to answer a lot of questions, so I'm coming back. You know, the video got millions and millions and millions of viewers, but first of all, I didn't do it for that. I'm not here to be famous or to be popular or for somebody to know me or to get views or likes. It really is real. Hell is a real place. It's really located in the center of the earth. It's a spiritual realm, but it's located in the center of the earth, and the things that are there are quite, they're atrocities. God is a good God. God is not trying to send anybody to hell. People send themselves to hell by not See, like the earth, while you're here on the earth, it's like a make ready for an apartment. You're getting yourself ready to exist in another place. Some people say, I'm living my best life. And that's actually true for them. But not for me. This is not my best life. And not for a Christian, a true Christian, a true believer, a person that's submitted to God. This is not our best life. And no, you can't do good things to get into heaven. You can't, do a bunch of good stuff to get into heaven. That's not what gets you into heaven. The blood of Jesus and the sacrifice and the life of Jesus and connecting with him and giving your heart to him and living life by faith in him. That's what gets you in heaven. So now, as far as the music, absolutely. The music is, all music is not bad. There are certain songs that are cool songs that are not even church songs. They're cool songs. But songs that are demonic. If it's a song about adultery, if it's a song about lust, if it's a song about killing people, if it's a song about against God, there's so many songs that are against God. The words, the actual lyrics say things that are against God, against church. Like Beyonce's song, Church Girl in a Club, Getting Thotty. Why put Church Girl in there? What is that? Because the devil knows that if he can keep you seduced by his preaching, which is a lot of that music, then he'll get your focus off of Jesus and turn you against Jesus.
I won't play it in full as they're quite long, but the link for both videos is in the description, so you can check them out at your own leisure. So after watching both videos, do I think this is a credible visit to hell? Well, no, but I do think that Gerald believes it was 100% real, and so this retelling is exactly what happened to him, in his mind anyway. So of course, I'm not a doctor, just in case you hadn't realised, so I cannot diagnose anyone with any condition, but what I can do is explain that there are certain mental conditions, such as schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, which have a strong connection to religious hallucinations. So perhaps this is what we're looking at here. Gerald does seem grounded, and yes, he does have a strong faith, but these aren't the ramblings of someone going through psychosis. So this is a tricky one to give a definitive answer on. So for now, I personally believe Gerald, particularly for the standpoint that he believes this did happen. But the actual truth to the scenario, I can't say I'm a believer. All I do know is that if they're playing Umbrella on a loop, it probably is hell. No offence to that song, but it's going to get annoying after a while. Thanks for joining me for that selection of weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, there will be more along soon. So make sure you're subscribed or following if you're not already to keep up with the series. If you like the show and what I make in general and you want it to continue, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter, like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. If you sign up to Patreon, you get access to my other video podcast, Having a Problem, which is lots of silly historical-based fun, plus hours of other bonus content. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift for my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes in case you want to check them out. And also, if you drop by my merch store, there might just be a special Christmas t-shirt waiting there for you. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, particularly when I know things are tight for a lot of people. So it really does mean the world to me, and I'm always amazed people want to help me create this creepy empire we can all call home. And it feels very good to know that you do, and I feel very appreciated. So thank you very much. Of course, now all the free things such as sharing the show around, telling your friends, and reposting my social media posts are all more helpful than you know. Let's make 2024 the year I am able to do this full time, please. That's what's on the vision board, and you're a huge part of making that dream come true. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and I'll see you ghouls next time for February.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.